Yingluck Shinawat has emerged victorious in one of the most high-stakes elections in Thailand's recent history. Her Pua-Thai party won a comfortable majority in a rebuke to Thailand's traditional elite, who backed the ruling Democrat Party of Prime Minister Apisitwe Chachiwa. The 44-year-old businesswoman is now set to become Thailand's first female prime minister, in a country where, historically, only about 15% of political leaders were women. She says Thailand, after years of political turmoil and sporadic street violence, can benefit from having a woman in charge.
I think I can use as a female to talk with everyone to make the country go to the move forward by the peaceful strategy.
But Yingluck's critics say she is just a proxy for her older brother, former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, a divisive leader who was ousted by the military in 2006. The coup led to a years-long power struggle between Bangkok's traditional rulers and Mr. Thaksin's supporters, whose protests virtually shut down central Bangkok last year. Armed elements among the protesters fought street battles with soldiers sent to end their demonstration. More than 90 people were killed, most of them civilians. In response to the violence, more than 60 women's organizations teamed up to form the Women Network Reshaping Thailand to push for more involvement by women in politics. Coordinator Sutada Megarongun compares Thailand's divisions to two boys fighting in a schoolyard.
Our feeling, our solution, our suggestion is to talk or to sit down and talk. Maybe we don't need to fight. We don't need to grab the authority and get rid of another person.
Thai businesses are already a world leader in hiring women executives. A recent survey found about 30% of companies are led by female CEOs, but women still lag in politics. Despite Yingluck's high-profile candidacy, all major parties in the election, including her own, largely ignored constitutional guidelines calling for proportional representation of female candidates. Sutada says women made up 16% of Pua Thai's candidates, while the ruling Democrats proposed 11%, with most at the bottom of the list.
This is from the culture, I think. By law, you have to comply, but by nature or by culture, you ignore.
Sutada says it is too early to tell what Yingluck's rise will mean for the role of women in politics or the effort to reconcile Thailand's bitter political divisions. The Pua Thai Party is contemplating granting amnesty for political activists and banned politicians. Yingluck is also considering pardoning her brother, who has lived in exile since 2008 to avoid a jail term for corruption. Thaksin Shinawat's return could spark another round of unrest in Thailand, but Yingluck says his return is not a priority right now.
I would like to say that amnesty is really like the technique, one technique of the reconciliation process. But we don't aim for the amnesty at this time. We aim at how we can move Thailand, how we can make Thailand move forward, how we can help Thailand to be the unity as one.
Many Thai women, such as university student Parichat Tianboon, have a wait and see attitude.
I'm excited to see how things will be for us in the future. Since I was born, we've only had male prime ministers. I think we can expect new things to come. Of course, it will be both good and bad, but we'll have to see how we move forward.
As Yingluck prepares to take office in the coming weeks, all of Thailand will be waiting to see whether her untested political skills can overcome the country's deep divisions or if she can change broader political attitudes among both men and women. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Bangkok.